Winslow Homer began his career as an apprentice in a Boston lithographic firm. After he moved to New York in 1859, he worked as an illustrator for popular magazines. One of his most important jobs was as an artist correspondent, covering the Civil War for Harper's Weekly. His experiences at the Union front are reflected in paintings that he began to make and show in the early 1860s. This canvas, Prisoners from the Front, made Homer's reputation when it appeared at New York's National Academy of Design exhibition in 1866. Contemporary writers perceived it to be vigorous and truthful, without bombast or overblown rhetoric. Much of this praise had to do with Homer's ability to characterize different types of men. On the right, the Union general, Francis Channing Barlow, appears dignified and resolute. He inspects three Confederate prisoners of war. The first, with his long red hair and defiant posture, serves as Barlow's foil, a dashing, impulsive Southern cavalier to Barlow's restrained Northern Puritan. The confrontation of these two figures embodies the polarization of North and South. Next to the Confederate officer, Homer presents two other Southern types, a stoic old man and an apparently boorish youth. The ravaged landscape, which is the battlefield at Petersburg, Virginia, conveys the war's destruction. Homer completed this painting in 1866, a year after the end of the war. His earlier Civil War images were more anecdotal. With this painting, he distills the conflict's larger meaning for Americans.